The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Survivor Australia on TV at the moment. It is an ongoing, exhilarating thrill ride, isn't it, Jules?
It certainly is. I can't believe Stephen Bradbury is out so early, to be honest. I thought he'd be one of the last ones standing.
You thought everyone would have fallen over and he would have skated over to the finish line?
I really did, but we've got one of our favourites on the line right now. Janine Ellis, the CEO powerhouse and the mastermind behind Boost Juice. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
We are doing very well. Now, you were part of the champions team on Survivor, but what made you want to go on the show?
In some respects, I kind of wonder why you wouldn't. Yeah, and I know that's sort of like, because the way I think is that you've got this one life to live, but imagine being, saying, well, you can have an experience with, you know, 11 other people and, you know, and really test yourself physically, mentally, you know, throw yourself into a, you know, yes, my bed is a bit of dirt, right?
Yeah.
I get that. My toothbrush is a tree and my toothpaste is soot.
Yeah, lovely.
People going, are you crazy to even do that? But then I just think life's worth living and that's what you're there for. And I must admit, I've never been so scared in my life and I've never been so fearful and so angry and so happy, so everything all mixed up to.
Sounds like a roller coaster of emotions just constantly.
Look, it was. But, you know, when was the last time you got to sit with a whole lot of people and just have a conversation over a fire without internet and without phones? Like, it was actually quite, in some respects, quite liberating.
So you took it as a bit of a health retreat rather than Survivor.
Yeah, well, look, yeah, certainly, yeah, if you want to lose a few Ks, I mean, if you watch the season, you'll see that I basically fade away till a point where I think people are going to be offering me $2 a day to feed me.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
Set up a fund for you. Well, the thing is, like, because I feel like Boost in general has this love life image and, you know, these really positive health ethos. And I feel like you would be a very healthy person. Was it a struggle with the food that you were having to eat or, I guess, in this instance,
lack
not
of?
Eat?
No, look, if you want to cut out salt, sugar or anything out of your diet, hey, go on Survivor, right?
Yeah, it cuts the whole lot.
Preservatives there in anywhere. So in actual fact, the health-wise, everyone felt really healthy.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, in actual fact, you know, even the sportsmen who have these long injuries, you know, all the inflammation around their joints had gone because the food was really clean.
Yeah,
there's a tip in that.
The coconut was fresh because we cut it open ourselves.
Yeah, of course.
Took it from a tree, like, you know, so, and yeah, the rice and beans, you know, is what it is, but yeah, you know, it still gave you some calories. It was probably the fatigue from lack of calories.
Yeah.
The more the issue, but the diet itself, they tell you what, there's something in it, not that I'm going to be
committing to it permanently.
Well, yeah, having said that, like, what was your first meal when you got back home?
Oh, look, it was, yeah, that was a big conversation on the island. What was our first meal? But, you know, for some reason, everyone sort of was really sort of yearning Mexican, you know, that good old nachos with, you know, sour cream.
Well, that's convenient for you. Did you just invite them all to come to Salsas?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did actually have a beautiful nachos at Salsas on the way back, I must admit.
Yeah. Perfect. Now, Janine, our local Boost stores here in Ballarat, they're sponsors of a thing we do every single
our
Thursday.
Our favourite day of the week, Throwback Thursday.
It's where we play throwback songs from predominantly the 90s and the noughties years. It's always a stack of fun. We thought as like a special honour, because it's not every day we get to speak to, you know, the master mime and the person behind Boost. You know, we thought it would be really good if we could get like maybe a throwback request off you. If there is a tune from the 90s or noughties that you would love to hear.
What could we play for you?
That we could perhaps dedicate to you.
Oh, wow. Just trying to think, 90s, I don't know, I can't even think. I could probably think more of the 80s or 70s or 60s.
Look, we could bend the rules and maybe play something from the 80s for you.
Why not make an exception, whether it's like Wake Me
Let's
Up Before
honest.
You Go-Go or
you're,
something like that?
You're the big boss of Boost. Boost Juice sponsor our beloved Throwback Thursday. We'll bend the rules. What do you want from the 80s?
Yeah, let's break the rules.
Is it the
Four Non-Blondes.
Four Non-Blondes?
Yeah.
What's Up?
Yeah, that one. That's my favourite.
There we go. From the 90s. Let's whack it in.
Janine Ellis, we are putting that in for Throwback Thursday for you.
Beautiful.
Janine, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And I mean, good luck.
We are loving watching you at the moment too.
Yeah, good luck moving forward on The Survivor. I know it's all sort of said and done and dusted for you, but on the TV, we're still a part of this journey. So best of luck for the remainder of that. And we hope you do well.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot for the chat.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.